This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we welcome comedian Kelly Thulis.
Oh, hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Kelly, why do you hate deodorant?
All right, let me just start by saying I don't hate it in theory.
Okay.
I think it's good that we're, you know, everyone's smelling good.
Hygienic
and smelling good, but I've got some issues.
Okay.
And yeah, I got some issues with it.
Like the cancer-causing aluminum?
That's the main one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the big one.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to ignore.
I rather have cancer-causing aluminum than smell like shit. When
Is
you
that
when
right?
you look like this, you're not allowed to smell like shit. And if you do, the fuck out of here.
Well, first, I mean, it's a weird idea. Where in the span of humans did we say we need to stop smelling like humans, we need to smell like apricots and fresh rain? Like, where did that start?
I think when they it's been around forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
think about ancient Egypt and, like, their entire being was, like, smelling like spices and
they
shit.
They were, like, the first, I was reading this recently, they were, like, the first culture to, like, completely remove body hair.
Really?
Yeah, ancient Egyptians were, like, the first
of the group.
Yeah, like, to actually do that.
Wow.
And it's very, very interesting. And it's, like, that's, well, like, in movies, they look so sheen and chic.
Yeah,
and, but yeah. That's,
and that was true to life, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hot there.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't catch me dead in fucking Egypt. No way. It's way too hot. And there's crocodiles and fucking malaria. I'm good.
You could catch me in Egypt, but not dead, probably working.
Well, working for money or working for building a pyramid?
Building something. That's where I was going.
I once worked with this is ramble. You can cut this out. But
no, it's fine.
And I worked with the Egyptologist who is a specialist in a lot of movies.
Oh.
And so he like worked on all the Mummy movies.
No
the
shit.
Stargates. That's why I worked with him on was a recent Stargate. And
oh,
he,
cool.
Yeah, and he like... I was talking to him at the rap party, and I was like, so what's the coolest thing you've ever discovered? And he's like, a civilization. I was like, oh, well, all right. Yeah, that'll do it. But then he went on to explain about how, like, you know, when they were buried, the biggest warriors would always be, like, they'd be with all their perfumes and all their makeup. And he always said, like, it's such an interesting contrast how the most masculine of warriors always had their makeup with them in that civilization.
I mean, you gotta look good while you're killing.
I guess.
Or going on to the afterlife.
Well, that was the purpose of
like,
it. They need to look fresh
and
while they're
going
to the afterlife, I guess.
Like, that, what an asshole move. Like, instead of, like, giving your belongings to, like,
yeah.
either your family members or somebody poor, they're like, no, bury me with
bury
that
it,
shit.
Bury it. I'm going to need it in the afterlife. We're going to need those...
Yeah, whatever god Egyptians believe they saw in the afterlife.
Yeah.
I don't know which god is. Is it... No, Ra was the guy.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They have like 9 or 12, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So do fucking Greeks and...
Yeah.
They're all wacky. But that's the reason we didn't get along. We just get buried with a little bit of dirt from Israel, and that's it. That's it.
But yeah, deodorant.
Deodorant, yeah. Well, so my hatred of it started, though, when I was pregnant and... They told us pregnant ladies are not allowed to use deodorant because it's harmful to the developing child. So that got me started researching it, being like, if it's harmful to my unborn child, wouldn't it also be harmful to me? And that's what got me started looking into the aluminum and such. But I was unable to find any natural deodorant that actually worked.
Yeah.
And so that's when, I mean, that's, it's such a strange life we live in that our only options are cancer or, you know, smelly. That's what...
Well, the way I've always heard it is it's the antiperspirants
that are the
cancer-causing ones. But then deodorant is fine because doesn't have the aluminum in
but
it.
But the antiperspirants are the ones that keep you from
the ones that work.
Sweat stain.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I mean, I don't wear antiperspirant. I wear Old Spice.
Old Spice.
It's
so
never...
you wear like a gel?
No, it's like, you know, the...
Aren't all the white ones?
No, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, okay. So, you mean like one of the green...
Yeah.
Okay.
Those things. Like,
I was going to say, because all the white ones are antiperspirants.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
I think so.
Yeah, I figured out early on, even before I found out about the cancer, that like that just makes me itch. And I would rather smell than itch.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, no.
Yeah, why, yeah, right. Because you're discomfort.
Yeah, it's a comfort thing. But, so there wasn't like a like an okay deodorant with like no aluminum in it.
How long ago was this that you started researching it? Or
well, all right, so my daughter's one now, so it's about 2 years ago that I was recommended not to start using it.
Wow, so there's... Wow, I would have figured that they would have something on the market that's like serviceable.
Yeah, no, they're just like, pregnant ladies, you have to smell. You have to be uncomfortable. Like, thank God most people consider pregnant ladies cute because we are all just smelly and uncomfortable. You're just miserable.
But you don't have to give a fuck when you're pregnant.
Yeah, right, that's
true. You don't
true.
Have to care because like, you get a pass on, like, basically everything.
Yeah.
Which is fucking rad.
Which I missed a lot, especially, like, just walking around, doing whatever I wanted. I didn't have to lift anything. Like, it was good.
Yeah.
You know? It was nice.
I was watching, I saw a little Tom Segura bit on Facebook the other, it was either yesterday or the day before, and he was talking about, he's like, I just want to get to that age where, like, you're too old that if you offer to help, you get yelled at, and he talks about how he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take the garbage out of the curb, and somebody's like,
no,
are
you
fucking
dare.
Serious? Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Okay, I'll sit down.
You sit right there on the couch. I've got this. Yeah, that's a good age.
That whole bit starts out with him going, he's like, he's talking about old people, and... how he's like, you know, you remember he's like when there was kids back in the day who would skip a grade?
Uh-huh.
He goes, why don't they have that for adults? Like where it's like, you did a good enough job. You get to skip. And it's like, oh, really? How far? Okay, like 30 years?
How far do I get to skip?
Yeah. It's a good.
All you have to do is get really fat.
He lost a lot of weight, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't. So I assure you, I get treated a lot like a pregnant lady. That we know why you smell and can't do anything. It's because you're fat.
You're going to have a heart attack if you move, so
just
you know,
stay there.
Let's
stay
put a catheter
there.
In you and just call it a day.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that about deodorant and bad for the baby because it's never something I noticed. I just lived with my sister who was pregnant for the vast majority of the time I was there, and that's I never noticed that with her.
Right.
Because it's when someone doesn't wear deodorant, usually you can tell.
It's noticeable.
Right, it's noticeable.
Yeah, yeah pretty quick.
Mm. Yeah. I found one brand of natural deodorant that I like, right? It's called Native. They don't sponsor me. But if they want to give me money for mentioning him on this podcast, they can give me all the money and I will accept. But that's the one brand that I found that like I so far has worked for me pretty well. But before I found that, I was kind of switching back and forth between different brands and then just going back to like regular Degree antiperspirant because I knew that worked. But then what kind of got me to stop totally was do you guys have kids? Either one of you have kids?
I have
a son.
He does, yeah. Not me.
Okay, so... How old are your kids?
My son is 22.
22. Okay, so you're long past the kids eating things off the floor, whatever phase. But my daughter's one, and it's amazing how much she gets into and what she finds, like the danger things that I've never realized could have been danger.
Yeah.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. And so I had left her in her little like foam alphabet block safe zone playroom, and when I came back, she had like foamy white stuff on her mouth.
No.
I had left my purse in a place where she could grab. She got in there, got my deodorant, and ate it.
Ooh. What? Jesus.
Yeah. And so, obviously, I called poison control.
Yeah.
It is safe to eat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to
know.
You
go on a deodorant diet.
You can go, you can, like, it's not healthy for you, but you can eat it.
Yeah.
So she was fine, but... after that, I was like, all right, what's something? Because if this happens again.
Mm.
So the joke that I tell on the stage when I tell the story is, which I'll spare you, but I say that like I switched to cucumber-based deodorant, so way she's getting a vegetable.
That's a good idea.
So, but yeah, so that's why, because I'm like, oh, God, she gets into everything. It's not good for any of us.
Mm.
And if she's eating it, it's really not good. So that's why I found it. So far, Native's the best brand that I found.
Did you ever try the oils? that, like, the essential oils that they sell on the roll-ons or anything like that?
No, I didn't.
Because that was something
I just don't feel like that would work.
I know.
The sweat would just permeate through it and drip down still.
I mean, how much experience do you guys have with hippies?
I mean, as little as possible.
I was at Ingenuity Fest last night.
Yeah.
It was a lot of hippies.
Yeah.
How come we didn't get booked this time? Because when we did, it was a shit show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I did it last year, too, and they booked me. It was like 5 p.m. slot, first thing of the festival. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you're clean, right? You can do clean comedy. I'm like, definitely. And then I got on stage, and there was literally a ball pit of children behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I don't have it. I'm not that clean. I thought I was, but no, not to a face of ball pit children. Like,
Fargus booking for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When we did it, it was... The Cleveland Comedy Festival came to me and was like, hey, we have this block of time. Do you want to do Hate Flow, a roast battle, and a sketch?
Home. Yeah. No,
that's at
home. Yeah, that's at home.
Yeah, I would say sketch. Sad Boys is what I meant to say.
Yeah, well, we did Sad Boys, but then, but the way it was set up, like, theirs is a music stage, like, 15 feet away from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was real rough to get through.
It's a fun festival. Like, I enjoy performing in front of different audiences, and that was like a very different, diverse audience, so it was fun. But yeah,
but we were like, where we were like set up like on a loading dock.
Yes, that's where we were both times too.
You still same place. Okay.
Yeah, same spot, the loading dock. And it's set up great for bands. It's not set up great for comedians because it's hard to hear with the audio gear. Mm-hmm. I found anyways.
Oh yeah, no, that was our first problem.
Yeah.
The second problem was me getting shit fucking hammered. And the third biggest problem was... No, there's just those two.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it. That was
those are the two problems.
They only have unisex bathrooms at this festival.
Did you say they only have unisex?
Only unisex bathrooms. Okay. Yeah. Which is cool and very progressive, but the only thing that I had a problem with is that they don't have the little trash cans in the bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
Which, as a lady, we need the little trash cans in the bathroom stalls. And there's nowhere to hook my purse, which that's fine. But, like, essentially, it's like, you really just took a male bathroom.
Well, yeah, and you have to, like dudes are just so fucking gross 90% of the times. It's, like, it still boggles my mind that, like, when I'm in a place with mostly adults.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I walk into the bathroom and there's, like, piss on the toilet seat. I'm like,
come on.
I'm like, seriously, I'm like, who raised you?
Yeah.
Like, what the
they
fuck?
They did you a disservice. Yeah, they like,
you're never going to get laid, ever, if you do that.
I live with a bunch of kids, so I'm just used to that.
Well, yeah, no, kids is one, like, thing. That's why I said mostly adults. It's like, now that's class. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Now, granted, that's a little implied because it's like a punk rock bar.
Right.
Like,
it's punk rock to pee on seat.
No, it's not, though. It's still disgusting any which way you slice
it.
Like, I don't want to have to clean up your piss if I have to sit and take a shit on the toilet. I've only ever done that in the girls' bathroom there.
Oh, see, you're a monster.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. But I always lock the door. I mean, I'll tell you another funny story that I did in the women's bathroom at, if that's what you can call it, and now that's class. It was after a show, I was fucking wasted, and somebody, all of a sudden, I get hit with this fucking coat. Like, I didn't know it was a coat until I, like, grabbed it and was like, what the fuck is this? But somebody balled up a coat and fucking chucked it at me. And so I took it. Went into the girls' bathroom, stuffed it in the fucking toilet, and flushed it. And as I'm walking out of the bathroom, this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, did somebody throw a coat at you? I was like, was it you? He's like, no, it was my buddy. I was like, well, it's back there. So he had to go get his fucking... Oh, no. I mean, granted, at least it was the girls' bathroom, not the guy's bathroom there. But yeah, that's a true story. Yeah. You piss me off. You throw something at me, your shit's getting tossed,
it's getting
man.
Thrown in the toilet. That's all right. That's fair.
So hippies, Ingenuity Festival has its share.
I will say, though, my natural deodorant joke, that went over really well there. Because it was like, who all is using natural deodorant? All of them.
It's called Ingenuity Fest. Yeah. I mean, it is. Like, you go to, like, the vendors there. Like, my cousin, I love my cousin. He's great, and his tea is fucking amazing.
Uh-huh.
But he is, like...
He sells tea there.
Yeah, he makes his own... He makes all the tea. He fucking...
Awesome.
He's real good at it. And, like, but, yeah, like... Right there.
Yeah.
You make your own tea, you're a fucking hippie. You are a fucking hippie. I wish I could grow coffee in my backyard. Can't, though.
You don't have any slaves.
You need a warm... Well, that's true, too. I try to buy fair trade coffee as much as I can, because yeah. It's like diamonds. It's a real fucked up business.
I just, you know, everything tastes better with
you just drink Folgers. No, you actually like good coffee.
I like good coffee, but
you don't drink coffee anymore.
This is 99 cents a can, so I don't care.
And it's RX Energy, which means it's, you know, good. It's supposed to be medical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not destroying your kidneys anymore.
No.
No, my kidneys aren't completely shot. I'm not going to get diabetes in a year. No, but with hippies, a lot of the ones that I hung out with, instead of using deodorant, there was two groups of people that didn't use the deodorant amongst the hippies. It was they either showered four times a day,
right?
Which
is not good for anyone.
Well, no, not
it takes that's a lot of time in their lives. That's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. The reason that they did it was so that they wouldn't use deodorant.
Yeah, right. So what's better or worse there? Like, mm-hmm. Showering four times a day, is that really... I mean, I guess you're avoiding the cancer thing, but...
You're avoiding the cancer, but you're wasting water.
You're wasting a lot of water.
And it doesn't even work all the time.
Right. Because
you're still going to work up a sweat.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're still sweaty for those, like, few minutes until you can make it home to take a shower.
And we all have to deal with you in mm-hmm. those few minutes.
Well, that's like, I have a friend who I love dearly. He's literally one of the nicest people I know.
Uh-oh. So you're going to shit on him right now?
No. I'm going to try my best not to.
I can't wait to hear what
he's such a fucking sweetheart.
Okay.
But he doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh, no.
And like I've gotten over it over the years because he's always been like that. Like
right.
That, it's kind of like when you expect it.
Yeah.
It's one thing, like, okay, I'm going in for a hug, I'm going to smell something that I probably don't want to, but, like, I love this kid, so it's no big deal. But, like, the first couple years, it took me some getting used to. You know what I mean? Like, it just fuck it. Whatever, dude. Like, something you're doing, like, for example, he smokes.
Okay.
If your choice to not wear deodorant is because, like, oh, it's going to, you know, aluminum cause cancer.
Right, and you're smoking. You're right. What?
What the fuck is the difference? One is way worse for you, and you're doing that one.
One is very immediate.
Yeah, cancer. Yeah. No shit. And I'm a smoker, and I think that way.
Is that why he doesn't use deodorant?
I don't know. That's not something I want to ask. Like, especially somebody
hey,
so
bro,
nice.
Let's talk.
Like,
what's
if somebody choice? Was an asshole and smelled like shit? I'd be the first person to call him out.
Well, you can use this podcast as a way, like, hey, you know what? We just had a guest on Her Hate Was Deodorant. What are your feelings on it?
Listen.
Oh, you don't use it? Why don't you? That's where this is the transition. I'm happy I could help.
No, you gotta manipulate. You know, you gotta use things to your advantage.
You thought you were just bringing on a guest to talk about their hate deodorant,
but you're actually helping me.
Actually helping you and a friend.
For
get
once,
closer.
It's therapy for me, not the guest coming on.
Yeah. Does he shower all the time?
He's a cleanly. I mean, we're all punk rockers, so it's like there's a level of like sometimes you don't give a shit.
Yeah, right.
But no, he is, and he's like he's super conscientious of other people, and such an like I said, he's the definition of a sweetheart.
Yeah,
you smell like shit though sometimes, man. Not shit, just BO.
It's just BO, yeah, right,
which is
right.
Like way less egregious than like people who don't wash their ass for like 5 days on end. It's like, ugh, get the fuck out of here, man.
Well, it's...
You smell like shit, literally.
There's like a no deodorant smell that's like BO, and then there's a no deodorant smell that's fish, and then there's a no deodorant smell that's... I hang out with a lot of dirty people.
Okay.
I don't want to say... I can't say somebody's name, but like bigger person... Much bigger person, way bigger than you and me, and like, dude, I've been around. Like, when I've been around this person, like I've gagged before.
Oh no!
And it's like if you like, and I have an easy gag reflex, but like if you smell that, but like for example, okay, I'll give you an example. Like in 2007, me and my girlfriend at the time went and saw Rob Zombie.
Uh huh.
And there was this big fat fuck standing right in front of us who just reeked of, like I said, I remember saying it to her. I was like, he smells like a dirty dick. Like, oh, that's what he fucking sounds like. Oh, no. And I just remember being like, we had to go to the other side of the venue because that I was like, so I'm like there to see somebody I really like in a very small venue, which you never get to see. And I'm not going to have it ruined by some fucking disgusting dude who like wants to be Rob Zombie, but A, you're not skinny. B, you don't have dreadlocks, thank God. And C, your wife doesn't look like that if you have one in the first place. But you smell like shit, and that's the direct reason for all these things, that you're not that, you know, you're not that way.
Does Rob Zombie not shower?
No, no, he looks like he doesn't shower.
He looks like he doesn't shower, but he probably spends a lot of money to look like he doesn't shower.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
and that
that's the difference.
I respect him for he's an old New York punk rocker. Yeah, so it's like
who's got fame and money. So he probably spends a lot of money to look like he doesn't shower.
Right, like he's like one of the only white people that can get away with it with having dreadlocks. Like,
right,
there's like three exceptions to that rule, and he's like number one in my opinion.
Exception.
He's had him for a year, like literally like his whole career, right?
It's just Rob.
Yeah, it's just Rob being a zombie, whatever. Yeah. But no, like that, like I'll never forget. Yeah. I said to her, I was like, he smells like a dirty dick. And like if you smell like that, that's disgusting.
Right. But that's not a fix with deodorant. Like you
can No, that's what you were like you were saying. There's no deodorant, BO smell, and then there's like,
just like absolutely no shower, like, no hygiene.
Like maybe not a rotting animal, but close.
Well, right. I mean, there's other no deodorant smells though. I mean, there are people that like can shower and not use deodorant, and you get that little BO whiff. Like we're all familiar with what BO is like.
Like if somebody like lifts their arm up and you catch a little whiff, it's like okay, you know. Like,
yeah, whatever. But then there are some people they lift their arm up and it's like okay, it's fish, and it's like what the fuck? There's something seriously wrong there. So, like that. Actually, the last time that happened was when I was working with a pregnant lady. That was a big problem with her, and it was like
she couldn't use deodorant.
Yeah, so it's like I'm not mad about it. Like I know what's going on.
You moved on with your life. You know, it wasn't stopping and ruining your day, but
yeah, it did ruin the shoot. But you know,
oh no.
Well, I mean, you know, because I'm shooting in an enclosed space with this woman, and it's like, oh my god. But you know, I knew why it was. Like I wasn't an idiot. But, and like, she's since had the kid and she's fine.
Back to the deodorant.
back to smelling like a normal person. there's also like, I don't know, like almost sour smell.
Yeah. I think that's where like the really, like, because BO is one thing. That's something, but that's something you can literally write off. Like, BO kind of smells in some way like cat piss, but, like, a much lot milder version of it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when somebody, like, when they sit there and they just let it permeate and sit, like, that's bacteria growing on you. That's what causes that. Right. That's what that is bacteria growing in fucking, for lack of a better term, crevices. And it, when that opens, an odor gets released. I mean, fucking look it up. It's science. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Have a little respect for other human beings and their nostrils.
Humans, and then also just yourself and your own health.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I have very little self-respect. But, yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Like, just, like, take care of yourself. I mean,
those kind of smells, it's usually a warning sign of something's going wrong.
Sure,
you're getting absolutely. That kind of bacteria growth on you.
100%.
Like, yeah.
You would think that but there was a time in my life where I was like, no, I'm going to smell as worse as possible because I hate everyone.
You actually made that decision?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Really?
I was like, Jeremy's like a crust punk. And like, you're like a growing up crust punk in a way.
I just, no, I hated everybody. So I just knew that, you know, this was a way I could upset people without having to do anything.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was like, I'm just going to stink.
I never considered that as being someone's choice in not using deodorant, of like, I want to just get back at the world.
Yeah, it was also, that was part of it. It was also like, I didn't want anybody to objectify me, so I figured the only way I could do that was to just be as disgusting as humanly possible.
Yeah. What do you mean by objectifying? Like, what?
I mean, I had some trauma, so it was like, it's just like, that's what it caused it. So it was
I got you.
No, fuck all that. So I'm gonna just hit back that way. So I didn't brush my teeth for a while. And it was like, it was a whole thing. But a lot of people that don't use deodorant, it's sometimes it's that. And that's annoying, but they tend to like go certain places. So yeah. It's like you go to an Ingenuity where it's like artsy. You kind of expect that.
You expect it. Yeah.
A little bit. You go to a Now That's Class. You kind of expect it. You go to Target. That's another thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But but with hippies, there is one other approach that I saw, and that was like using like the roll-on oils that you get at like the witchy shop.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. So is that something that they are saying works?
They think it works.
They think it works. Okay.
Because it's like a cover. It's supposed to be a cover-up.
Well, anyone who loves essential oils claim it's good for everything, I've noticed. And I don't know enough about essential oils or done any research on it, but from just the few people who've talked to me, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, your ankle hurts? Essential oils. Oh, you're, you know, whatever. Oh, your windows need cleaned? Essential oils. And you're like, what? Wait, how is this? Is this like the Windex of my big fat Greek wedding is the essential oils to hippies? Like, it's everything to them. So I don't know, but if it works, maybe it's better. I don't know.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. You're like, let me just stop you right there. It doesn't work.
Because it's, I don't know if it's just a lot of the times, like patchouli is the stereotypical scent.
Yes.
Of a hippie.
Right.
And like, I don't know how patchouli smells outside of a body.
Uh-huh.
I just know that when it mixes with like your natural scent, it smells like roach spray.
Oh man.
And not like,
yeah, which, yeah,
that's accurate.
Uh-huh.
Not like, you know, I'm got a can of Raid and I'm getting the cupboards like the, you have to call the landlord because you have a problem.
You've got roach spray. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just poverty and I don't understand
the like scent poverty. Of poverty.
Yeah, like why you want to smell like that, like, right. Why you want to smell like you have your life completely out of control, which, you know, I hate to shame people that have bugs. I know it's tough because they're impossible to get rid of, but
yeah,
that's what it is. And but there are other smells that they've tried. Like I had a girlfriend that tried rosemary instead of deodorant.
Yeah.
And it's like she's trying food-based scents.
Essential oil rosemary?
Yeah.
Or just like a sprig of rosemary in her arms?
No, not... Okay. That might have worked better, honestly.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't work. She still had the, you know, the sourness there.
Oh,
but it was also like steak.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Oh my God.
Because it's flesh meeting rosemary.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that happened.
On a summer's day, you're like, why am I so hungry? God,
who's grilling?
Who's grilling steak? <It's... laughs>
But, I mean, it didn't work. It just...
Yeah.
Deodorant works, and it's... I have to look at
this. I'll take my chances. Yeah, I guess is what it comes down to, is I'll take my chances. I've worn the same deodorant for a year.
Uh-huh.
It's a gel antiperspirant made by Mitchum.
Okay.
And it
works for you.
It's fucking great. I love it. Like, it keeps me... Like, I've never had a gel deodorant keep me dry before, aside from this one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably a lot of aluminum in it.
Yeah.
And I don't... I'll take my fucking chance. I smoke, so I'll take my fucking chances.
I guess that's really what my hate is, the fact that we have to make that decision of, like, what's our risk, smelling or cancer. Like, that. Yeah. The fact that we have to make that choice of, like, what am I going to risk... That's what I hate more.
That's
than
a problem
deodorant.
With the fucking FDA and government
and,
in general.
Yeah. All right. So I hate the government. Is that what we're getting
at? Yeah.
So okay.
You're in good
I
company.
Hate the government.
You're in good company. 100%.
Yeah. The FDA is a scam. But
well, and that's what I'm worried about. So like natural deodorant, I'm like, okay, I found one that's working for me, and I feel better about this. But what? It's because they slapped natural on it. Mm-hmm. I feel better about it, but is it really good?
They slap natural on it and mark it up.
Yeah, yeah, because it's expensive. And it's kind of like the, I think it was a John Oliver episode or something that showed this 100% orange juice, is what it's called. And then they looked like the actual company name is 100% orange juice.
Yeah.
So that's why they're able to put 100% orange juice on the can.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's their company's name. It has nothing to do with the actual product. But when you're shopping, you're just like, oh, look, this is 100% orange juice. And you buy it. It's insane. So that's what I can't worry about. It's like, all right, I feel good about this natural deodorant that I'm buying, but is it any better?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm not going to find out until I'm like 80 and they're like, you've got armpit cancer. Oh, great. You know, We just don't know.
Well, if that's what it does, I mean, like, that's what deodorant does, is it blocks, you know, the pores from opening up. And, like, that's what the deodorant seeps in there. And that's why, like, if you ever get, like, pain or, like, some kind of, like, lump under your armpit, it's your lymph node inflaming because it can't breathe. And, like, it generally goes away within, like, a week or so. But, like, I've had it before, and it's like, it hurts like a motherfucker, and obviously my first thought is always, that's fucking cancer.
It's the cancer,
you know, every time, that's what I think, but, you know, I read into it and shit, which is still not good for you. Anytime your lymph nodes swell is not good.
Something is wrong. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No. Because that's like, it's once cancer spreads to those,
everywhere,
you're
yeah.
basically done.
Yeah.
You know, for lack of a better term. You're checking out.
You got cancer.
Punching your clock.
Well, I mean, you know, part of this is like, do you really even have to stay dry? It's just a matter of, does it smell okay?
Well, for like, if I don't shower for a day or two, or if I forget to put on deodorant, it's like a good 2 days before it's noticeable that. Like if I lift up my arm and I'm like, oh no. Okay, it's time to, you know, like, gotta at least wash, you know, the main parts. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, it's like a couple of days for me, but some people it's immediate.
It's immediate. Yeah.
It's very weird. Like, you know, it's just different biologies and stuff, but like it's always been very weird to me. It's like, I know people that can step out of the shower, like a hot shower, and they start sweating, and you can immediately smell it on them. It's like, oh.
Get back in there.
Yeah. You're not done.
Turn the water back on.
I'm going to follow you around with a hose.
I was waiting for that. I was like, he constantly talks that he's going to follow me. We make jokes about each other all the time about how we're, you know,
just follow you around with a hose.
Just lift it up and just spray, you know? But and people, some people don't notice it.
Yeah.
Some people can't control it, you know, like, so you have to be a little sensitive and some, like, because you don't want to be a fucking asshole about it, you know?
Yeah.
Unless the person is like a disgusting hovel of a human and you're like, look, you need to get your shit together. And it starts with deodorant.
Uh-huh.
It starts under everything. Work your way out.
Man, that's not a good starting point. That's the polish to the...
I think the starting point's the hose. Fair enough.
And some good non-scented antibacterial soap that's actually going to clean you.
Right, disgusting fuck.
But man, something that has happened lately is because Bath and Body Works is a thing now, and there's a Bath and Body Works smell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you noticed it? It's like it's fake.
Like,
I don't know.
Like when you walk into the store?
No, like when you there's products for when somebody uses a Bath and Body Works product, you can tell.
Like that mahogany lotion I have that I got from there.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Like it's very like this is a processed. Like, yeah, that's what you mean. Right. It's like it's a processed scent. Because like the lotion I have, it smells good. It doesn't actually smell like mahogany. None of that shit actually smells like that.
Nothing smells like it does.
Any artificial smell is likely to not smell like the actual thing that it's trying to imitate.
Yeah.
But it was for a while I was using like a pomegranate thing that I got from there because the ex was really big into let's go to Bath and Body Works and spend way too much money there. So I was like, I got to find something I like there, even though it all smells the same. So it was pomegranate and I smelled worse with pomegranate than I did just like not showering. So I don't know if that's the hippies taking over like... Oh, it's all bad. I don't like it. Is there anything that actually, you know, smells natural? I mean, this natural deodorant, does it have a smell or is it just...
Like my deodorant, it's not natural, but like it smells just very clean. You know, it's just like, it doesn't have a scent.
Yeah,
it just smells very, I guess, chemically clean. It would be like the right term, but it smells just like, it doesn't really smell. It just keeps you like, it doesn't have a scent. You know, like, and I think that's probably half the problem is like the chemicals they put in there
for the scent.
That's probably part of what's causing a problem.
Right.
Like, because chemicals are going into your pores. It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, the kind I use, it's coconut and vanilla is the scent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's, that
probably smells real good. I hate coconut.
You hate coconut, so you probably hate the way I smell. You guys are going to stop this podcast. You're going to do a whole podcast afterwards and be like, let's talk about how Kelly smells. I hate the way she smells.
We've only ever done one episode where it's just me and him, but I guess we're going to have to do another one.
No. No, it's... I just, the fake coconut smell gets me all the, I had the last place I lived with Dr. Andy Meredith, another comedian.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, I was sleeping in his basement. He's a wonderful man. but he used,
I could go a lot of ways.
he used coconut and brown sugar hand soap.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't stand it.
Oh, I would love that.
I was going to say, that sounds great.
So I bought my own thing of white tea hand soap. So it would look weird going in there if you were a guest. It's like,
are you team coconut and brown sugar or white tea?
Are you a hippie?
Are a hippie or are you also a hippie?
Or are you an intellectual?
An intellectual.
I just like the white tea smell.
No, we have...
That's a great smell.
Like, at my house, Target has, supposedly, all-natural
brand.
Of hand soap that's not, a bar.
Right.
And ours is lemongrass and mint. It's so good. Your hands feel clean afterwards. Mm-hmm. I much rather use that than, Dove. Dove that's, what's one of the ones that everybody milk and honey or whatever right. the fuck.
Oh, I hate that. They have that at
why? You're the land of milk and honey, isn't that what your people were all about for 40 years or whatever?
I mean,
this one smells like manna.
Do you know manna though is demon? Well, it's spelled two different ways. There's manna that fell from the sky or whatever, and then there's M-A-N-A, which has something to do with demonic powers.
What?
Yeah, really? I read this the other day. I was like, I don't... Was it the last show or was it this one?
Guess which one I use.
Was it the last show we were talking about Nazis and the occult?
Maybe.
Someone's episode about how they hate Nazis?
No.
That's a good episode.
We should do... I mean, but that comes with I feel like if you don't hate Nazis...
Anyone coming on who doesn't hate the Nazis, that's a problem.
Yeah, you're not coming on our show.
Yeah.
But, I've been watching a lot of, it's just the esoteric shit that the Nazis were involved with. It's very, very, very interesting to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching something and it was they talked about manna being demonic power.
Wow, I did not know.
Yeah, it was M-A-N-A. And it's very, 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 because I think manna, as far as the food or whatever, is M-A-N-A-H or it might have two N's, I think. I don't know. It's a Jewish word, so I would assume it has an H at the end.
That's fair. That's a fair assumption.
Does that always stand for Hebrew?
Yes, the H stands
the
for
Hebrew. The H at the end of every word stands for Hebrew.
Stands for Hebrew. That's how it works.
Oh.
But we're talking blue potions.
I'm glad I can fucking get away with that shit sometimes. It's only because of him that I can.
Oh, thank goodness you're here on this podcast.
Because otherwise it would just sound... I'd probably sound like a white supremacist half the time.
It's not sound good.
Yeah, this is why Jews don't like me, is because I'm enabling casual anti-Semitism with every breath that comes out of your fat mouth.
Comedic casual anti-Semitism.
And it's all in favor of trying to learn. We're just trying to learn more
exactly.
About
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And what if my comedy weeds out the people who are racist?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I feel about Larry the Cable Guy. He's terrible, terrible fucking comic, and he's not good at what he does.
He is good at what he does.
Well, I mean, catering to that crowd, yes, he is good at what he does. But, that guy doesn't have that voice. That is a character.
Yeah, that's a character.
If you've ever seen his stuff from the early 90s,
he sounds
like a dude from LA.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's how you just pick and choose. Okay, that guy's racist or that crowd is racist. You just write them off. I don't want to do a show there.
I'm not going to do that.
But, I mean, you've done shows in Fort Wayne, Indiana before, so. Isn't that where they got all racist at you?
Yeah. Is that the trauma you were telling me about earlier?
No, that was not the trauma. That was just weird.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect it. Because I figure somebody's booking me to do a show. I'm not going to walk into a place and go, I'm Jewish, and have people boo me.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was nuts.
Oh my God.
And then I know some other guys from Fort Wayne, and they're like, yeah, you were in the wrong room. So it's like, okay.
Wow.
I won't do that again.
It
was downtown Fort Wayne, too, like right next to the stadium.
I don't know. That just blows my mind. I that somebody hates anyone that much that they just come out and boo.
I think
like,
did you say you were Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, that's.
But the thing about it was, it wasn't like a. It just seemed like they were doing it because, like, it's okay to do that there.
Yeah.
Not like. Not like there's some deep seated, like,
hatred.
The Jews
it's
are
just...
ruining Fort Wayne.
No, it's just more or less like, oh, a Jew, I can say this.
Right. Yeah. I can boo.
Here's my chance.
And, yeah.
And
that's your next record name, Boo the Jew.
Oh, I was going to say, here's my chance.
Boo the Jew. He would go more with Boo the Jew.
Okay.
No, here's my chance is funnier.
That would actually be a good follow-up to Trigger Warning. Would be Trigger Warning, here's my chance.
I did that in 2012 before it became a thing.
Before it's
okay?
a thing.
What, Trigger Warning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. 100%.
But it's, I won them over, like, because I'm good. But
yeah, you did.
And
this isn't the ego episode, dude.
Well, it's like Tabitha and I had a good battle, and
yeah.
So like, you know, they booed her when she said she was a woman. So I mean, it's like,
oh, okay. So, everyone hated everyone.
I was gonna say, so
yeah.
Booing a Jew is that's to be expected. If you boo a girl for being a girl,
right?
If you're gonna boo a Jew,
yeah,
the boos were louder for Jew.
Oh, no,
but if they were actually going, like, you know how like when Bruce Springsteen plays,
mm-hmm.
people always go Bruce, and it sounds like the whole crowd is booing.
Maybe
him.
They're going Jew.
Jew.
Yeah, they were trying to show support. I don't know why they're, but for the woman, they were actually booing. That
right,
was
right.
A real boo.
Her, no, women, get them out of here.
Hers was a boo. No, yours was actually like a, we're on your side. Jew.
Yeah, they wanted us to buy us drinks afterwards. It was fine. Like, we won them over, but it's like it's just that's how it is there, kind of.
That's always a weird thing too, where they're like, "Ah, oh, sorry, we yelled hateful things at you when you were on stage. Can I buy you a drink?" Mm-hmm. No, you know, like.
Well, yeah,
what?
That's what we were talking about before on the last episode was like just hecklers and certain things that, and it's like. I was telling a specific story about how we had a heckler at a show one time, and I shut him down. And after I got off stage,
mm-hmm.
He was like, "Can I buy you a shot and a beer?" Like, yeah, because you got roasted, motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, sure, no problem. You can buy me a shot and a beer.
That's it happens. People think they're, but you know, people have this conception of what's okay, and then like they don't know any better until you tell them better. But I don't. It's exhausting to have to be like the
voice
force,
of reason,
the force that says this isn't
force.
Okay.
Right.
And, you know, it's something.
Which with him, with you, I totally interrupted you. I did not mean to do that. With you, it's like if somebody crosses a line with you, they've crossed a line with probably 90% of people, because he can take a fucking beating. He can take 95%, probably even more than that. Like. Of what shit people will throw at you.
Right.
You know, like me making like the little Jewish jokes that I do here and there. It's like, that's like a very mild term, but I've seen you get like angry about shit before.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if somebody makes you angry with like even a
they've
joke,
crossed a huge
they've crossed
line.
A fucking line.
And
because...
and they've made other people very uncomfortable. If they've made you surface level uncomfortable. They've made other people extremely uncomfortable.
Which is like, that's Jeremy's thing. It's part of what you do is to make people uncomfortable, but
well,
it's just with certain, it's not with,
no, with hate,
racial
though.
Epithets,
I mean,
or anything, you know what I mean?
Sometimes.
Well, if you're talking about Italians, yes.
Oh, man, I'm Italian.
We've had plenty of guests that are Italian. He hates Italian men.
Oh, no.
He hates Italian men.
No.
He hates Italian men.
I hate Italian men. I don't hate Italian women. My best friend is an Italian woman.
So it's okay. I make fun.
right. Like my cousins are black.
Yeah, right.
So I can
I'm okay.
say, beep.
I'm on a podcast with a Jew. So it's okay.
No. And we've got
a
Jew and an Italian walk into a bar.
Walk into a podcast episode. To talk about deodorant.
One's drunk.
I realize I'm trying to justify my irrational hatred of an entire group of people.
It's called racism.
Not a race. God, damn it. Not white, but you're not a race. Look, I'm just saying that the
you're
Italian...
You're not white, but you're not a race. That is disenfranchising and making... Dude, the Nazis used to call Jews subhuman. You just called Italian men subhuman.
I'm just saying there's a reason that deodorant was invented.
I thought that was the Greeks. Oh, Jesus.
Greeks are more Eastern European Italians. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter. For more information on Greeks.
She's building a new site right now.
I did time on them on the ad hoc detection. Also, Basil was at the Funny Stop roast, so I had to write like a bad Greek roast joke.
Fair enough.
So my
like if they smell like feta, that's a problem.
It's a feta. I naturally smell like marinara sauce, but I cover it with this coconut smell, so it's everything Jeremy hates.
That's probably what it is. I love marinara, but it's like throwing coconut in there, it's like, oh, no.
Messed up. My last name, it's Welsh, but it means the Greek in Welsh.
Thulis means the Greek?
The Greek in Welsh. So we don't really know. Do any of us know our families, really? Our family history?
No, I don't want to. Like, my immediate older relatives, they're fucking 90% of them are racist and fucking, casual racism. Not like anything egregious where they go out and fucking
they're not protesting. Buying a bunch of sheets and
right, exactly.
But,
well, you'd be surprised. But it's still wrong.
Yeah.
It's still wrong.
You'd be surprised at what passes as casual racism, though, because my great-grandfather was in the Klan.
Oh,
but
no.
He said it was for political purposes. So he wasn't like, in the Klan.
Isn't that immediate, isn't that admitting corruption right off the bat?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he says, the Klan wasn't, it was a social club. It wasn't like, let's go kill all the black people. And it's like, but it's the Klan.
But that's its thing.
that's like saying, I was in the Nazi party. I paid dues and.
Yeah. No, I was actually, because we were talking about how I've been watching, the Nazi esoteric stuff. Yeah. It blows my mind that people, German soldiers, and there was a lot of them, was a ton of them. I was just following orders. No, there's like you said, there's a difference between right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You just know, I don't know, was it the last part? It doesn't matter. That's not a good excuse. That is not a good excuse that, I was just following orders. No! Because if enough Nazi soldiers were like, no, this is fucked up, they probably would have stopped doing it, or they might have just wiped out their own guys. I don't know.
Yeah,
I know they did that in Russia. I know that they would kill, they would give one gun to every two soldiers, and one would follow behind the other, and when that guy died, you picked up the gun and went.
Yeah,
it's fucked
right.
up.
It's so insane.
There's a scene in, what's the sniper World War II? Paul. What's the sniper World War II movie?
With Behind Enemy Lines?
Yeah, Behind Enemy Lines. There's a scene at the beginning of the movie where, Russian soldiers are jumping off the boats, to go fight the Germans. They're jumping off and trying to swim away.
Yeah.
And they were just wiping them out with AK, or I don't know if AKs weren't around then, but it was like a semi-automatic machine gun. They would just shoot, their own people.
Yeah.
For, deserting or whatever.
Crazy.
It's fucked up.
War's hell.
What's that?
War is hell.
Oh, yeah.
It just, I don't know. I don't like getting into the nuances of it because
it's sad. I mean, it's fascinating, though. It's absolute. Every time, you go back, the World War I is interesting, but not as much as World War II, in my opinion.
They had better hats in World War I. It is a better war.
They did. They had the Raiden hats almost. not Raiden. No, who's the other one? Liu Kang's cousin. Kung Lao. Yeah, Kung Lao, who threw his fucking hat. They had, everybody had those hats. And it's what I don't understand is, how do you prevent from getting, shot in the cheeks then?
Right,
You know what I mean? Or,
that.
The ones in World War II, they actually covered your dome. These were, right up to your ear line. It's and now they jut out. That's not deflecting any bullets.
It's not really protecting you, but all right.
They did have better hats, though. I will give you that. Everybody looked like Kung Lao.
Yes.
Except not Asian. That's a whole war. Never mind. Forget I said that.
We'll cut that out.
Leave it. No, it's fine. We rarely cut shit out unless a guest asks us to. Oh. Like, we had it a couple weeks ago where somebody didn't want their full name, and then he said his full name, and we had to stop him in the middle of it. Like, you just said your own name. Did we edit that out? We had to have. Okay. All
right. Did you edit it or just bleep it?
Well, I don't know. We'd have to ask him because he's the one who does it.
Paul is the one in control. Why am I even talking to you guys? I should be talking to Paul.
You should.
He's the one who's got the control.
Do a podcast with Paul.
Just me and Paul. Yeah.
One of my favorite sound engineers ever.
Aww. You can find Paul on I Can't Read, available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
And that's EYE. I Can't Read.
I can't spell with no. Jordan Patrick.
You know what's funny is in middle school and high school, my screen name was I Can't Spell for Beans.
Well, we went to the same high school, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Even though it was a really good high school.
It was a good high school, but...
it didn't work for me. I just didn't care. That's basically what it came down to. But I did care about my hygiene.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't remember Jordan as the smelly kid?
I do not, no.
All right, at least I didn't stick out that way.
You did not?
No, absolutely. Uh-huh.
I was definitely a smelly kid in high school, but that was because I hated everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it purposely and you don't, because you don't want to talk to people.
It wasn't because I didn't want to talk to people. It was because I hated them.
Yeah, you just hate.
And by proxy, you didn't want to talk to them, I assume.
Just because I hate you doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you.
I hate you so much, I just want to talk to you.
That's ego. That is definitely ego. Going back to our last episode.
Can I keep talking to you so I can just have more to hate on?
No. Come here. I want you to smell more, me while I talk at
you.
Yeah,
I talk at you.
There's a lot of talking at you. But Kelly, where can we find you on the internet?
At KellyThulis.com. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and I have a website that I rarely ever update and I need to be better about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
We all need to be better about updating our websites.
Like, websites have become obsolete. Not obsolete, but everything is social media now. It's not websites
everything
anymore.
And that's the thing. Like, I listen to a lot of social media podcasts and stuff and how Facebook... it doesn't want you to leave. Like, they want to be the new Google. Mm-hmm. They want to be your email. They want to be your place that you search. And they're becoming that. And that's, they took over Instagram. They're taking over all these other platforms to sort of become the one and only. And so, yeah, it's just like websites are, you know, no one.
Did Facebook buy Google or did Google buy Facebook? Like, there was.
No,
they haven't. They haven't bought each other.
One of Google or Facebook just bought something super huge within like the last six months.
Well, Facebook bought Instagram.
I knew. So that was a while ago,
wasn't
it?
I don't know which one.
Google bought YouTube.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But. No, you still need to update your website. I'll explain afterwards because we have to have a meeting about it.
About why you should keep your website up to date.
Yeah. Why you should give me money. All right. So Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates deodorant as much as Kelly Thulis.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care. I'm not making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Diagnosed in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.